Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
What's going on, Blog Talk Radio Nation? You are listening to Page One. I am LeVar, and you know, it is so good to be back. I've missed you all. I know I've had plenty of questions as to when I was returning, but that is actually tonight. And I was just telling my guests before we came on, I looked at the last time I was actually here with you, and it was actually May 3rd of 2015, and oh, so much has happened in between now and then. But I am back. And, of course, we are back at our Twitter home where we've always been at News Comment BTR. But my guest tonight is a guest who I will, as we go along in the evening, I will say some things. But I'm happy that he is here. A couple of weeks ago, a friend, a mutual friend of ours and a guest who has been on the show, Spontaneous, first told me about him. And she said, LeVar, did you know that this year was the first year that he actually voted? And for me, I tend not to talk about politics too much on this show, but for him, I will actually break that rule tonight because I'm actually quite interested in what he has to say. And at this time, and I'll kind of go into some other things about him, but I want to welcome my special guest, James Acevedo. James, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mr. Evans, and good evening out there in Internet Radio Land. How you doing? May I say before we continue, I love you even more with that Three Stooges intro there. You are my homeboy for life. I love the Three Stooges.
I thought we'd have a little fun before we actually got into the seriousness of it all tonight. So I thought that was the best way to actually break the ice here. But
yes,
of course,
awesome.
for those of you who have known James's voice, James also is a fellow podcaster, and James is the host of the Benchwarmers podcast, and you can catch them on Twitter at TBWS podcast. Definitely check them out. James, when does your shows air for the people out there who are listening?
Yes, thank you. My show airs on Fridays, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Mixlr.com. It's another form of service to broadcast, or anybody is interested out there, you know, internet people out there who want their voices to be heard. There's another way of doing it besides this one, obviously, blogtalkradio.com. that's why I do it. And you can listen live every Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Mixlr.com. That's mixlr.com/EAR-owner. And yes, I do that. And we have a lot of fun, talk about sports and anything else, basically. It's a very unique show.
And you and I also mentioned our mutual friend here, Spontaneous Ecstasy, and you'll be doing some things with Pleasure Life Music. I'll also give them a plug, and I'll give Spontaneous a plug. So you're going to be doing things with her. And actually, she's going to be here on my show over on the 411 Lounge on December 16th at 9 o'clock Eastern. So I know you're excited to be working with them, a great group of people over there to work with.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. I've been blessed to get to really know her since earlier this year. It's just funny how that turned out. Just one day, it just popped in my head. This is a very quick story before we get to the main event.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, one day, I just happened to be – I actually told Spontaneous this, so this is nothing that – you know, I'm not speaking out of tongue or nothing. And I was like, you know – I wonder if Spontaneous is on Twitter. It just popped in my head. I don't know why. It just happened. So I looked her up, And I found the Twitter handle. And then, you know, what happens when you first see that, you go, okay, is this legit? Is this somebody that's posing
right.
as her? Whatever. So I said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to ask. So I asked, long story short, it was her. And I got to get her on my show. And before I did that, we actually had a little talk, old school way over the phone. And it was a mm-hmm. it was a beautiful conversation. And it led to her being on my show. And eventually it led into me being part of PLM. And it's been an honor. I mean, a great group of people, DJ FX, B-Dub, and DJ Waheed, and Scuba Girl, and DJ Bliss. I mean, it's just an awesome, awesome group of people that I got to talk to over the last few months, over this year, actually. And it's been a great blessing, and I'm not just saying this because I know her. It's just honest truth. And I'm honest to a fault, ladies and gentlemen. That could be good or bad, depending on how you are.
well, this is why I think I was more interested on the topic of this show and having you here tonight, because everything just kind of mixes in. It's so interesting. And like I said, I rarely, if ever, will talk about politics on
me
this
either.
Show.
And I trust me.
And this year has been such a – I don't know what the correct term to use. I guess divisive, intense. You know, it's all of those things and more. And for me,
yeah.
you know, I, you know, started voting as soon as I turned 18, voted in every election. But
wow.
as I was saying at the top of the broadcast, you know, for you, you know, this was your first election. And
yes, that's correct.
And I don't have to go into the backstory for everyone here about what the 2016 election was about. Everyone's going to have their own opinion. No one's going to change their opinion. And actually, I will have a short little commentary after all it is done. But hopefully tonight, you know, a lot of the people could see that there's going to be two people who are sitting here and just maybe questioning one another as to the things that they potentially did in this election and what they felt. And, you know, this isn't going to be a show where I'm going to be screaming over James and telling him, no, you're wrong. And to be honest and forefront with all of you here, as I always am, you know, one of the things is that James and I really only spoke for probably, what, half hour, 40 minutes. And
yeah.
at that whole
yeah.
entire time, we didn't talk once about how he voted, how I voted, who we voted for. We talked more about the ins and outs of doing what we do. And, you know, for me, I'm one of those people, and, you know, being a communication major, and I think I've mentioned this time and again on this broadcast, is that, you know, the one thing that we're – the only way we're really going to learn from each other is if we can be civil and talk to each other. And
absolutely.
One of the things that – and I guess to get into it, and I will only tell you, James, I only really have seven questions here tonight, only seven questions that I was looking to know, and I know there's a lot more that's going to come out of these seven questions. And I
a lot of follow up. The possibility of a lot of follow up questions added on to those seven.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, you and I both know how this could go, so that's why I only
yes,
came with seven
absolutely.
Questions. Because I know Tim, we'd be here all night. But I guess first things first, and one other thing too of note, because we're going to be mentioning a lot of things here throughout the evening. And one thing that I learned about James is that he has served. You know, this country in the United States Navy. And, you know, and that's the other reason why I was so interested in this, because, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm out here to vote because of those who, you know, served, paid the ultimate sacrifice so that I can go and vote. And before I even go further, and I think I did it the other day when we talked, I thank James for his service to our country. And
oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
And I think it, you know, and maybe interested this even more than it is too, with the fact that, you know, you are a veteran and you served our country and you fought for these rights that we have. And I guess to kind of push everything out and to start right away and to get into the crux of all of this, you know, this was your first time voting. And I guess the one question that everyone will have, and I'm pretty sure everyone's thinking as we are even talking right now, is what led you to this election being the first one that you're actually voting in or voted in?
Well, that is a great first question. For a very long time, and there's a part of me that still thinks this anyway, The voting system, the way it is, you know, I was very skeptical about it. Like, first of all, let me just say this off the, just to let everyone know, I'm not for either party. I register as a independent, and the reason why I'm under independent is because I've always been an independent thinker. Like, I'm not for one way or the other. I'm about what's right at this current time. So sometimes it could be Democratic, sometimes it could be Republican. So it all depends on the current state of this country. All the other years, you know, like you said, you know, it took me till I was 43 to finally vote. And I think the main reason why is because I thought it, our country was in at its worst, I think, at the most worst I've ever seen it, as I've ever seen in all my life, as far as the divide with people. And not only that, the between the rich and the poor, and there's racism involved, and it's really disgusting. And I really hate all that. I've never been brought up that way. I've always been brought up, it's about a person's character, not who they are as a person or sexuality or whatever. So when I saw this stuff going on, I was like, you know what? This year I cannot just sit back. I have to do something. And like you said, I have served my country, which has given us all the right to vote. And for once in my life, I was like, well, you know what? If I don't do nothing about it, I have no right to say anything. Because you have people out there who have complained one way or the other, but didn't get off their couch and go to vote. So to me, for those people who did that, you shouldn't say anything. You know, at least I went out there, I did my part, which – a lot of millions of people did. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I think a lot more registered voters, knew more registered voters were, I think, more than ever than any election, I think. I mean, it just goes to show you how a lot of people are really affected by what's been going on for the last year and a half, ever since this campaigning has been started, you know, when it came to the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. So I think I was motivated. See, I've always in my life, I have to be motivated to want to do something. I don't just do it just to do it. So this is no exception. I was motivated. I was moved. I was like, okay, I'm going to do something about it. And that's why I did. And to tell you the truth, when I voted, which I felt like a fish out of water, and but the people that worked there, they were very nice, and they told me where I need to go. By the way, anybody doesn't know, I'm from New York City. So in New York City, they have these little cubicle-looking things. That I was like, wow, this is how you go and vote. In other states, I know it's different. But I was like, wow, you know, I would like the computer or something. All right, whatever. And, you know, I did my part and submitted my vote. And I'm going to tell you something. I never thought I would feel this way. But when I left there, I felt pretty good. I felt good about myself.
That was going to be my next question, was how did you feel after you voted? Did you feel like a sense of pride, or, you know, a sense of contributing, and like you actually were able to do something?
Absolutely. I felt like, man, I should have been done this. I ain't going to lie. I really felt proud. I really felt like I was going to make a difference. I really did. I really felt like, wow, this was worth my time. I mean, I ain't gonna lie, when I went there, it's a little, especially for your first time, for your first time at anything, it doesn't matter, voting, whatever, it could be a little intimidating, but once I knew what to do, and I told them straight up, so look, this is my first time, so please bear with me. And they're like, oh, it's your first time. The lady actually said that, oh, this is your first, like if I'm 5 years old, you know. Oh, you know, just take these papers, and you know, you go over there, da-da-da-da, and you do what you need. Okay, you know. And it was like that, and I, you know, put in this machine thingy, and okay, you're good. And now my only complaint, I do have one complaint. My only complaint is I didn't get my vote sticker. I had to borrow my mom's to show that I voted. I was like, well, where was my vote sticker? I wanted my vote sticker. So anybody that follows me on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, and they saw the sticker, the cat's out of the bag. That wasn't given to me. I had to take my mom's sticker to show. But I did vote. I did vote. I would not lie to my people. I did vote, and it was a great feeling. And even though I still have thoughts of, and I've always thought this for years, and not just this year, I've always thought for years, I mean, this goes back to 2000 with Al Gore and George W. Bush, where that whole fiasco, oh boy. I mean, that, and then right there, it makes me think, well, see, this is why I don't want to vote. Because then it's like, okay, they're going to put who they're going to put in anyway. And I ain't going to lie, I still feel that way. But I do feel, you know what, for people out there like me who want to make a difference, who want to change, you know, I did this not only for me, but I did it for the future of our children and their children's children. And I really am serious about that. That's how I felt. I felt pretty damn important when I left that booth. I really did.
Well, you actually answered one other question I kind of had was that after the election, is it something that you would like to do more of, or is this something where you're just going to take a step back and say, ah, I'll wait to see how the candidates are or the situation, and then I'll go out? Or are you now more inclined to vote in every eligible election that you can vote in?
That's a good two-part question, actually. The first part of it, I ain't gonna lie, since after I voted, I've been more into looking at politics and politics. I've really been looking into it more and really study and stuff like that. And I always was taught that, look, no matter who is in, regardless if it's the person you vote or not, you got to give him a chance, him or her a chance. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. And regardless if you're frustrated or not, you know, the people have spoken, and now we go from here. Because trust me, when Obama was in, a lot of people didn't like it either. Now, I didn't get to this extreme, but, you know, there was people out there, and I said the same thing I'm saying now. Give the guy a chance. You know, give the guy a chance. Let's see what happens. You know, it might have been the candidate you wanted to vote for, but, you know, we have to give people a chance. I know everybody gets a little, because people, you know, we're creatures of habit. We you know, most people don't like change. They get scared when they hear that word. They hear that C word, they go nuts. So they're like, okay, you know, we don't know this and that. I said, all right, well, let's wait and see. I remember even as a kid when Ronald Reagan first became president in 81. Oh, my God. This is the end. This is it. So, well, let's see what happens. You know, like, you know, you have to. And regardless if it's a person you voted for or not, you have to be open-minded. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't be concerned. You have every right to voice your opinion. I've always been the type of person that no matter what you agree or disagree, you respect that person's thoughts. You know, as long as it doesn't go to violence. You know, where it gets to a point where you're hurting people. Now, that's just getting too extreme. But I've always was the type of person that, look, you know, and this is what I thought of during the time of all these protests, which, you know, when Trump, you know, won the election. Okay, you have your right to protest, but here's the thing. Think of the person you love and respect. And I said this actually on my show. Do you agree with that person all the time? The answer is no. Okay, there's nobody that you love or you know that you're going to agree with all the time. So why is this any different? You know, why is this any different? Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's
I agree.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, I agree with you, and I guess to play devil's advocate, because sometimes we like to do that on our show. It's a popular board game.
Yeah. I've heard that game. I'm actually not too bad at that.
But I guess, too, do you feel – Do you feel that those who are protesting this result and those who are worried, do you think that, and I'm trying not to mention names and I'm trying not to finger point too much.
No, I understand.
This is the bad word. But do you feel that people are that way because of things that have been said throughout this election process? And do you
– Yeah.
I mean, there's a fear there because, I mean, you can't say one thing – pretty much, you know, to vote it or then go back to it later, and that creates kind of a fear. And I was like, I'm with you, where, you know, if we're going to protest or if we're going to do all of that, you know, I'd almost rather wait until the first wrong thing that comes along instead of doing it before then, because you don't know what's going to happen. And the people who are protesting, unfortunately, when there are protests, Granted, there are probably 95 to 99% of the people there who are there for a valid reasoning. And unfortunately, as we've seen in the last year or two, that there's that small 1% that is there for other reasons, and it's that 1% that seems to be the loudest voice that makes that reasoning for protests almost null and void.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I think that's the thing that I was going to talk about later tonight, because now you brought it out. I'm trying to get it from, you know, a conservative side and a liberal side, is that, you know, can you understand why each side is a little upset and why they voted the way they did? You know, and can you sit for both sides instead of one particular side? And have you kind of questioned that as well as you've kind of gone through this process?
I could, before I answer that, let me answer the second part of that last question, as far as which I didn't get to do, which is my bad. I definitely would look into the years to come, next year and thereafter, to look into voting. So not only presidential, but also locally, as far as mayor, you know, governor, you know, you know, all that, senators, all that stuff. So I'm really getting more into it as we speak. But to get to this question now, I could see both sides, but my thing has been one key word, and it starts with an R: research.
Exactly.
People need to realize that some things that are put out there are not necessarily true. You have to do your own homework. You have to read between the lines. Now, unfortunately, not a lot of people have this sixth sense or the third eye.
Mm-hmm.
I could read between the lines. I'm a perceptive person. I'm very good at looking at somebody, or if I meet them in person or talk on the phone, like, okay, I can tell this person is a good person. I can tell, well, I don't know about this person. I'm good at all that. So in all my years of being on this planet, I know one thing about the media. The media has their own agenda. So you gotta, you know, go through that jungle of agenda with your machete, you know, cut all that stuff, cut all that, and see, okay, what is true and what is their agenda. You go through all that, and then you go, okay, this is how I feel, and it has to fit what you believe in. Don't just do it because you want, you know, fit in or whatever, because going back to those protests, you know, like you said, most of them were very legit about it, and then you have others who just wanted to put a Facebook post and said, look where I'm at, and start some trouble.
Yeah.
Or they have their own agenda, unfortunately. And let's be fair, most of them who have been in that protest, you know, they didn't even vote. So it's
right.
Like, wait a minute. So you're protesting, which you have the right. I'm not saying you have the right. But like I said earlier, you didn't get off your couch or chair and, you know, participate. So, but you're mad. Okay, that makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like, the other people, I can understand. Like, oh, but even so, we live in a democracy, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of if it's your candidate or not, you have to move on. Trust me when I tell you, 16 years ago, although I did not participate, I was upset at what happened in Florida with Gore, because I always believed that Gore probably should have been president, Al Gore. And that's what prevented me even more years of not wanting to go to the polls. I said, see, they want to put in what they want to put in anyway. And like I said, I still believe in that, kind of. I still do. But I'm trying to put out there, look, you want to make a difference, you do something about it. And I'm not talking about get a baseball bat and get a, you know, get the pitchfork and start doing. No, I'm talking about, you know, going out there and helping your communities. You really, if you're really that pissed off, put that energy to that, helping your community, helping your fellow man or woman, you know, that type of thing. Now you're getting somewhere. And if you really are serious, then why don't you jump into politics? Hey, you can do it. Hey, Donald Trump is proof of that.
Trust me. There's a lot of communities that need help.
Exactly. And that's the main thing. And I've always said, I've always said, the inner city problem will be taken care of in a nanosecond. But what's the fun in that for the elitist club? Because then it's not fun no more. Now it's not exclusive no more. So if they put money into all the communities to help the communities, then so wait a minute, everybody got money? Oh man, this ain't fun no more.
Yeah.
We want to be exclusive. We want our little exclusive club. We don't want other communities to flourish, especially the inner cities. Why we want that? We just want us.
And once again, that goes back to reading between the lines and actually doing your research.
Research is the key, sir. Big time.
Was there ever a moment where you stopped and said, "No, I'm not going to vote this election cycle. I'm going to sit it out again."
Actually, no. No, this, and I know that sounds surprising considering what I was just saying before, but no, this, it definitely, like I said, I have to feel it in my heart. And anything I do, just like when I do radio, I do it because I love it. I don't do it because it's something, you know, it's a hobby. I do it because this is what I want to do, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is the same thing when it came to voting. Once, and I ain't gonna lie, earlier on, I wasn't too into it until we got maybe into the summertime. And then I got more involved in, you know, reading between the lines, looking through everything. And I said, okay, I'm definitely going to do this. And matter of fact, I didn't register until September. So that shows you how late I registered. And it felt good when I registered. And then it was like, okay, now we'll see what happens. And almost and practically every day, I was looking into news and, you know, like I said, reading between the lines, taking my machete, going through the news, the media mumbo-jumbo agenda. And I was like, okay, this is what's true. This is what's, you know, not true. And I go from there. Now, unfortunately, going to an early question, a lot of people, unfortunately, are sheep. They go by whatever they see. So if they say,
right,
hey, guess what? The sky's yellow. Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. The sky's yellow. No, no, no. Hey,
exactly.
You know the sky's yellow. So, you know, and unfortunately, we have too many sheep. There's too much sheep in this country. Unfortunately, we don't have enough wolves like me. We need more wolves. If we had more wolves, this country would be in a much better place. And I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we need more wolves. And there's too much people that look at what they see or what they hear on the radio, what they see on TV, and go, oh, that must be true. And you would think by now, 2016, where I've seen so many things over the years where you go, okay, come on, that's not true. Or, come on, that,
right,
you know that's true. You know, so it's like you have to see through their agenda, especially certain news media outlets. If you notice that certain news media outlets have a certain agenda, they're not about what's true or what's not true. It's about what they want to push out there. That's what you stay away from. Okay, that's what you stay away from. And unfortunately, everything now is like TMZ or National Enquirer. Once upon a time, there was such thing as journalism. Now it's it's a lost art. It's like a real lost art. Now you have to really search, you know, to really find real journalism, and that's a shame. Unfortunately, now everyone has their own agenda and want to push it. And don't get me wrong, you should voice your opinion, but certain avenues, it should be just say the truth. And, you know, if you want to say what you want to say, put that somewhere else. That's what I'm saying.
You know, and I was going to say, and for those of you who've been listening here, of course, you're listening to Page One, but one of the things is that I did not come out and ask James who he voted for, and I'm not going to ask him that question unless he wants to provide that answer. But I will ask you this, though, is that in regards to who you voted for, and like I said, I'm trying to tiptoe around this in the best way possible.
I hear you.
If your candidate, the one who you vote for, does not live up to their promise, or if that said candidate was looking to run again. I'm trying to do this without actually coming out and doing
it.
Say, would you vote for that candidate again, or would you look at other avenues?
Well, first of all, let me say this. I'm very much an open book, but when it comes to this, I'm going to not say who I voted for because I respect the way the our democracy is. There's a reason why you don't see out in the open who's someone voting, whatever.
Exactly.
And it's so I respect that. You know, so I'm not going to – I would never force that on anybody else either unless they wanted to provide that, obviously on their own free will. Now, as far as the person, I mean, if the candidate I voted for, you know, made it in and they didn't live up to the promise, yeah, I would be upset and no, I wouldn't vote for that person. Now, on the flip side, if the person I voted for didn't win, but yet, you know, they try to come back and, you know, try to make it in. Yeah, I of course, if that's the person you wanted to win the first place, of course you want to vote that person the next time they have a chance. And like I said, for me, regardless of who I voted for, right now you have to accept the fact that Donald Trump is our elected president, and you have to move on and see what happens. Now he has, you know, now it's up to him. Let's see if he hangs himself. You know what I'm saying? All this stuff about, oh, you know, we need to, you know, you have Jill Stein now, you know, wants to, oh, you know, this petition and all this stuff. Let's stop. What happened to you not respecting democracy? Then why vote? Then we might as well just be a communist country then. I'm just saying, like, regardless, okay, your guy didn't win. Your person didn't win. Okay, it happens. Guess what? We lose sometimes. You win, you some, you lose some. Hey, nobody in life goes through life winning from the moment they're born, okay? So you got to learn, hey, you take it. It's not good to lose, but you move on. Now, the person that won, that I wanted to win, okay, you hope that person you voted for lives up to at least a little more than half of what they say they're going to do, at least.
Yeah.
You would say, but we'll see.
So you're in that voting booth, and did you make up your mind on your way to or when you got there or long before then? And what sealed the deal for you?
Well, I did make up my mind long before, like at least a couple of months. And what sealed the deal for me was, like I said earlier, was seeing what was going on in our country and the divide and everything, the way our economics was going. And I just wanted to make everything better for everybody. And that, like I said, it's not about just a certain group of people. It's, for me, when I went in there to vote, I vote not just for me, but for everybody, every race, every religion, every sexuality. That's what I did. I did for all that, knowing the fact that my votes would at least count for not only for me, but for people future, for, you know, the children who are growing up now and their children's children. And I took that very seriously. I went in there. I looked over everything. I said, okay, this is what I'm going to do. This is, you know, one of the most serious things I ever did in my life. And I really, even though I have my thoughts, like I said, about how the system is, you know, trust me, that will always be in the back of my mind. Hey, you know, whoever they want to put in, it probably doesn't matter. It's like America's Got Talent or something like that, where, okay, they push in who they want, you know, but I couldn't let that cloud my mind this time because this was very serious because of what has been going on in our country. And it still is going on. It's just getting worse with the racial divide and we're leading into almost another civil war. And I don't want that to ever happen. We need to come together as a country. And that's one thing that I do agree with Donald Trump is that, okay, whatever your political agenda is, we have to come together. And I think that's a problem. And this is why I vote as an independent, because I feel whether Democrat or Republican, it's like a sports team. So in other words, no matter what they say, you know, if it's red and they're on the red team, oh, it's always right, it's always right. And then the same thing with the blue team, Democrat, oh, it's always right, yeah, we're right, we're right. It's never that, okay, you know what? We're wrong sometimes. We need to compromise. We need to get together and say, you know what? We have to think about America, not just our own political agenda, okay? If we want to make America better, then, hey, how about we stop with the ego and get together, you know, regardless, Democrat, Republican, and make this country better. Otherwise, this broken circle will continue. Doesn't matter if it's a Republican president or a Democrat president. This got to stop. This whole thing, it's a Democrat president, I don't want to support him, or it's a Republican president. Well, then nothing's going to get done. Nothing's going to get done. Our society will still be broken, and it's a repeated broken cycle, and it needs to stop. If these people that are in office who took that oath, if they're real serious about that oath, then do your job, because you're a public servant, okay? That's who you are. You work for us. You know, we don't work for you. You understand? That's how it's supposed to be. But there's certain people, you know, nameless, that, you know, do otherwise.
Did you read my commentary tonight? Because there's a bunch of that that's in there.
No, I didn't. I swear to God. No, I did not. I swear to you, this is all me. I swear to God, I didn't.
And I'm sitting there listening to him, like, did he read my commentary tonight? I thought I was the only one that was sitting. Now I'm looking for, like, cameras around here. I'm, like, wondering.
No, this is how I really feel. LeVar, I'm telling you, what you hear is what I am. This ain't no radio personality. This is me. I think this is one of the reasons why Spontaneous likes me a lot, because this is me.
Here's the thing, too, and this is what, you know, I'm with you, and there's a lot of people who agree with you as well. Why do you think it is so hard for the small minority of people out here who can't seem, A, get past this, or B, who are still on the side that, you know, quote, had their a vote go towards who they wanted to, can't get past it either? Because you hear so much on the news about, you know, like the one gentleman who was on the plane who pretty much had, you know, called everyone on there. And I really don't want to give people too much press or credit, but I mean, it's fact. I mean, he called them all the B word, or, you know, Hillary B words. And then you see the other people who still can't get over this and are pretty much like, nope, I'm not going to do, you know, that's not my president, and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's for me, you know, I'm like you. You know, we're at a point now where after January 20th, there's no turning back. And this is what we're going to have to live with. So you're either going to have to adapt to this, or you're going to be going through 4 years of being in denial, and things are, you know, not going to go smoothly here. Because the thing is that, you know, if you were in, and I hate to use this analogy, if you were in a sailing ship, and another ship's coming along, but you don't like the way the ship looks, and you're like, no, I'm just going to sit here and I'm just going to wait it out. Eventually, you're going to drown.
Exactly.
So,
big time.
You know, and it's not. And what we're saying here is that we're not supporting something that someone has said, because, I mean, the things that have been said have been said. You know, but we're just saying, for the betterment of all of us, and that for the betterment of what's going on here, because it tells. You know, the funny thing about this is that no matter what this country has been through, when our backs are against the wall, what's the one thing that preaches? So at this point, now we're at that situation, but now we've reached a different plateau here in 2016 where it's kind of unity, but yeah, I'm still not going to do what you want me to do. And other people are like, well, we're going to do it, but we are going to unwillingly kind of take you what we really don't want to. And then both sides kind of have a frayed wire there. I mean, do you kind of, you know, at that point, from people who you've talked to, especially first voting here, for people who talk to, is it kind of discouraging that this is still happening even weeks after the election?
Very discouraging. It is very discouraging, because I never remember in my life during all these years of presidential elections where it got to this extreme. Even in 2000, I don't recall. Now, you could correct me if I'm wrong, because you're more of a political expert than me. I don't remember protests this big, when Gore looked like he was going to win and all this. I don't remember it being this extreme. I'm just saying, I don't remember this ridiculous. I'm just saying.
No, You had people who were not happy with the process, but after January 20th, that all kind of pretty much was just blown away, you know?
And went to the Supreme Court, and it was decided. And trust me, I wasn't happy, because then I was like, see, this is why I don't vote. This is why I don't vote.
Now you need a reason.
See, now you've proven my point. But it took another 16 years later to see, okay, you know what? Because I ain't gonna, what a shock. I ain't gonna lie. The other years I thought of, okay, maybe I'll vote. Yeah, but then something comes up that I see and I go, maybe not. I don't like how this is going. But this year was a different, like I said, to me, this was, I don't mean to use this word, but to me, it was like Armageddon. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna participate. That way no one can say that I didn't do my part, and I did. And there was once a time where I was like, well, even though I didn't vote, I still served my country. So in a way, I do have a say. But now that I've become
really
a voter, now I really have a say. Now I'm Mayor Teflon, so you cannot say nothing to me. And that's my problem with most of these people. Like I said, now the ones who voted and your person didn't get in, okay, you can protest. But to a certain point, you got to be like, okay, don't you have other things you need to focus on? I'm just saying. I'm not saying take this lightly. I'm just saying, you know, think about your family and, you know, providing your family. Go out there, do your thing. And okay, it didn't work out. But, hey, now you could put that energy to that. And like I say, if you're that serious, hey, you can do something about it. You can get together with a group of people and do a very productive way by, you know, helping your communities do certain things, charities, whatever. And like, and you could do it too. You can go out there and do what you got to do. There's been people who are in politics, regardless of, besides Donald Trump, that were people, regular people. They didn't have a big background in politics, and they got to be voted in for other things, other positions. So to me, if you're that, you know, if you're really that upset, which you have every right to be if you are in that state, but do it at a certain point. Now we're almost a month in. Okay, you know, enough's enough already. Okay, let's dry the tears and move on. Now you gotta now be productive. You're really that serious, then you go out there, you do what you gotta do. All right, then you go out there and you make a real difference. Okay, that's all I'm saying. That's how it should be. You know, like I said, eventually, regardless win or lose, you gotta move on. And we all should work together to make things right, if that's what they really believe, if that's what they're about. Because most of them, I don't know. I think they have their own little agenda sometimes. Like, they want to start stuff and whatever, and that's not cool. I don't like that at all.
So what would be your suggestion to those who are pretty much now still in your place, who either didn't vote in this 2016 and have yet to vote, or voted and were discouraged and now don't want to vote? What would be your words of advice to that non-voter?
My words of advice to that voter is next time vote, okay, register and vote, okay. Don't give me excuses. You could have registered and vote. And do research. Do research. Just don't go by what, you know, Cindy said down the block, or, you know, what Bob said around the corner. You know, go, you do your own research. Don't go by what I say, even what I'm saying right now. You don't have to take everything I say like gospel. Do the research. I'm saying, just do the research. That's what the internet is supposed to be used for, not just to put your picture of your cat, okay, on the Instagram page. Okay, it's about you have a library in your hands, okay, and you can go look into. Oh, let me see about George Soros. Oh, okay, this guy's a little okay. All right, how about this? Oh, okay, this person, this is interesting. And, you know, the WikiLeaks founder, do research. It doesn't hurt to read. You won't go blind, okay? Actually, it'll make you a little more intelligent. I'm just saying. So you do that, and the next time, hey, you don't have to wait 4 years. The next election, hey, your local, you know, whatever it is. In New York City, I don't know if the mayor – it's coming up, but I hope so very soon, because I would love de Blasio to be out of here ASAP. but that's another story. he's, well, boy, he, it's like David Dickens all over again. Oh my God. So but worse. You do the research and be intelligent about it. Cause look at the people that are in the process. Oh, so why are you mad? I'm just mad because Hillary lost. Why? I know I'm just mad. Oh, no, you're just there to be in shenanigans. And, you know, I would like to, I only heard a very few that were very, at least, you know, they had some, you know, something that made sense. You know, I was like, okay, all right, but most of them, they were like, oh, I'm just here because, you know, my brother said to come along and let's have some fun and whatever. And I'm like, come on, man. See, that's where you're taking extreme when it comes to demonstrating. Like, I mean, this ain't nothing like the civil rights movement, okay? Please don't compare this to the civil rights movement because that's just an insult to the civil rights movement, okay? Because that's a totally different, way more organized, way more intelligent people. I'm just saying, it's not even close. So to compare one to the other, that's a disgrace. If anybody says that, I mean, that would be, you know, idiotic.
Yeah.
Big time. But like I said, that's my advice to the non-voter. Go register and do research, and then you pick. You have every right to pick whoever you want, as long as you made an intelligent choice. You just didn't do it because, oh, you know what? I'm picking this person because he's wearing blue or she's wearing red or whatever. You know? Don't go by political party. Go by what you feel their politics are, as far as, like, what are they going to do. Go by that, regardless of who it is. Black, white, doesn't matter. I don't care if it's Grimmins from McDonald's. If he got something that's good, that makes sense, I'm voting for Grimmins. Okay? And I can get milkshakes half price. How about that? That's all I'm saying. That's all I got to say about that.
That's a fine way to put it that way. Hey, James, could you hold on for a second here while we get this commentary out of the way here this week?
And, sure. Not a problem.
And I'll leave James's mic up. I won't, and this is a bit of that, but, you know, We talked a great deal about this election tonight, and I know a lot of people were probably expecting, you know, for James to take one side and for me to take another, but we were hoping that in some small way here that you could talk about this with a sense of civility with whoever you know. But, you know, as a loyal voter in a partaker of elections, I can admit I too suffered from nausea, tightness in chest, and anxiety over this election, and you would think I took an experimental drug. Our nation, while some say is in the dumps, still boasts of a fair and peaceful election process. Think about it. No one died, to my knowledge, and everyone that had the right to vote voted. And while the results for 50% was not what they wanted it to be, and for 50% it did, somewhat, I would say to all of you is that same thing that James has been saying, you know, it's a transitional process, and now that it has happened, we must move on. You know, I would have said the same if it had gone the other way. The one thing we have to, you know, really work past is January 20th, and that's when life continues for all of us, living together, bound by love of country, our family, and our freedoms. Do I know the best way for everyone to be happy? No. But the best way to have a peace of mind lies in two words, civility and communication. The civility comes with not treating this election as a sports team winning a world title. You know, there's jerky fans that boast while the losing team mopes and pretty much looks for reasons they should have won. Communication comes from peacefully and adult-like conversations with your friends as to their choices and why they made them. Yes, this election opened our eyes to people, but funny enough, we still interact with them. Well, a majority of us. We will continue, as always, to hold our politicians to be fair and trustworthy. That's what we must do. I just hope that it comes with an open eye, less childlike behavior, and a sense of decorum. We need to do that for our country's sake, and for our kids' sake, because their eyes are watching. And that's my commentary on the whole thing tonight.
Bravo. I love it. That was like a Brian Gumbo moment. I was like, wow, that's like Brian Gumbo. That's awesome. I love it. Yeah, I love that. I was like, that's awesome. And I 100% agree with you. And let me say this also. Another thing that's disturbing to me within this past month is people in social media that unfriended people because of their particular candidate winning. I mean, like, really? Like, and I'm not talking about people that they're just acquaintances with. I'm talking about, like, people they've been friends with years or relatives. And I'm like, you mm-hmm. got to be kidding me. I mean, you got to be – that's ridiculous. That's insane. That goes way beyond that's you're going into an atmosphere where that's beyond crazy. That's just – you know, that's ridiculous. Like I said earlier, you know, there's things I agree with my mom about. There's a lot of things I don't agree with my mom about. But guess what? In the end, I love and respect her. Same thing with my best friend that I've known 30-plus years. Trust me, we've had our disagreements, but that didn't stop us from being friends. So why is it different from this? To me, it just shows that you weren't a friend or loved that person in the first place. If you just real quickly, you unfollow because – oh, what that they said about their candidate that won or lost. I mean, that's crazy. That's ridiculous. That's why you think about society there, and you go, what is going on? Like, I think it goes beyond because of the internet, because obviously that it's part of it because it's such an easy access. But I think it goes beyond that. I think it's also how everything going back to years ago, how everything has been pushed out there, like violence and everything. And I think it's corrupt a lot of people where they feel like, well, you know, whatever, any little thing I don't like, I'm going to take my ball and go home, or I'm going to do something worse. And that's ridiculous. You know, that is crazy. I mean, I like I said, I disagree with people, and it's never come to a point where it came to blows or it came to a point where it's violence or a grudge that lasted for years. You know, now it's one thing if they did something very bad to you, I can understand. But over a vote or over you said something about a certain candidate that lost or won, that's crazy. I'm sorry.
I think it's because of the things that were said and the fact that people went and actually voted the way they did. And I think that makes people open their eyes a little bit more like, well, do you believe in those things? And, you know, we're friends. But at the same time, that's where the conversations start to take place. You know, conversation over, hey, do you believe in those things and why? You know, so hopefully that's something that opens up a conversation, an adult conversation for a lot of people here.
Absolutely.
At that point, I guess it's best to probably leave it like there without going either farther into it. But this has been a lot of fun, my friend. You know, time goes quick. Time goes quick with this show.
Oh, yeah. It's awesome.
And I want to, once again, for those of you who are looking to follow James and where he's at, of course, he's at Yankee Man. Of course, Yankee Man. I'm a Sox fan. Yankee Man, 1973.
Red Sox fan. Are you a Red Sox fan or a White Sox fan?
No, I'm a White Sox fan. White Sox fan.
Oh, White Sox fan. Okay, so you're not as bad. Okay, good.
No.
So you're okay. You're okay. Good. Okay. I still like you.
Yeah, sports will be a different conversation for a different
time. Yes, absolutely. I'm always available for that, too.
And, of course, James is also over as the host of the Benchwarmers podcast over at TBWS Podcast. So make sure you go and you follow those guys. Make sure you listen to their shows Friday at 3 o'clock Eastern time, correct?
Yes, right, sir. Correct.
And, of course, we're always going to be over here at News Comment BTR on Twitter. Join me, and I know we will probably do some shows between now and then, but of course, as I mentioned earlier, Spontaneous will be back with us on Friday, December 16th, 9 o'clock Eastern time. So, the boss will be in the house.
Yes.
So,
into his house, yes. I love it. Yes, shout out to Spontaneous.
House.
I love you. Yes.
Everybody over there at Pleasure Life, and great hello
That's
to
right.
them. And, but yeah, you know, this is, like I said, this has been, you know, a lot of fun. And like I said, we went this entire hour without both of us, you know, going across who we voted for, but our feelings as to, you know, where we think this country can head. And while, you know, a lot of people may say it's, you know, when we say worse, we mean worse by terms of inequality among certain things. We don't mean worse by, man, this is the worst country ever, because it isn't. It's still the best country in the world. We're lucky to live here, and we're lucky to live in
Absolutely.
It because we have a lot of freedoms that a lot of people don't have. So,
Absolutely.
You know, I hope people get that, because some people take it too literally. Have you found that?
Sure.
Where they take it too literally? You're like, what do you mean this is a bad country? No, it's not bad by that means. It's like, you know, it's like that used car you buy that's like, well, that's a bad analogy. I'm not even going to use that. So.
But trust me, you know, you made a good point, and we should have actually said this earlier. I think people need to step back and appreciate what we have. And I think it's, I don't know if it's a human thing that people don't do enough, but sometimes you got to really sit back. Just when you think you have it bad, think about those third world countries. Think about those countries that women have zero rights. Think about those countries where they really hate gays and they kill them in an instant once they find out. I mean, like, let's think of all that, the beheadings that's going on with people in these other countries just because they disagree or something. You have to think that before, you know, and I'm not saying this is not a perfect country, but it's way better than a lot of countries out here on this planet. I'm just saying, it's just the truth. And we need to step back and, okay, things are not, is everything perfect? No. But guess what? It's a whole lot better than those other countries. And if people step back and really look into that and they go, wow, you know, it's not perfect, but it's not as bad as I thought. And maybe we need to put all of that energy and put it into this country to make it a better country and a united country. We could for once be truly the United States of America for once and live up to that name, the United States of America. That would be nice.
That's the best way to leave it. Thank you so much for coming by, my friend. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. It's been my pleasure, man. And anytime, LaVon, you want me on, I'm here. And I thank you and your listeners for listening. And it's been a pleasure. It's awesome conversation. I love it. Thank you so much.
And not a problem. And thanks so much, James. Thanks so much, Spontaneous. And like I said, go over and follow the Benchwarmers podcast over at TBWS Podcast. Take a listen to those guys every Friday, 3:00 Eastern time. So for James, I am LaVar. It has been a joy coming back. It is something that I am back. I'm not going to go away for as long again. We're here to stay for a little while.
I hope so, man.
I'm not going to go away for long again. It's life sort of gets us by. It's like, you know, it goes by so quick. And for all of you, definitely wherever you're at out there, I guess the one word that I always use from Dave Garraway is peace. So long, everybody.